میشه مه زرگر شدید. The moon of that زرگر. Means that, do you remember the goldsmith? Who is the goldsmith? You remember goldsmith was outside. The values outside, right? Those values outside could have a moon by itself. Just because it's outside and your intelligence is in love with it, that doesn't make it negative. If it is your Lord, it's bad. If it is not, it's not. It's different. It's more difficult than that. But anyhow, he's preparing you to do something and say, I did it. Okay, finished. Don't make the silly questions. Because I'm not going to answer your questions. What I'm telling you is, don't rush. Slow down and become worthy of listening. Let us do the thing. I will do something. You could go to the moon, you could go to the sky, no matter what. But first of all, priorities is here. First of all, hear this one. That everybody different from everyone else, from top to bottom. First of all, you should understand this. Why? Because your intelligence is always comparing me and them and them. Listen, you are unique. Everybody is different. There is no cliche. One handbook may do it yourself. It's not like that. Everything is different in this universe. First, here.
That the diverse created beings are spiritually different to Yah from Alif.
Means?
El whole alphabet, from beginning to end.
No, yes. From Z to A. Yes. Not A to Z.
Oh, Z to
Z A. Z to A. Everybody is different, like Z to A. That's it. So we are different. Remember this. Yeah?
Amongst the various letters, there is a confusion and uncertainty. Yeah. There, from one point of view, they are all one.
What is the difference between a Z and A? In one point, a lot.
Form.
This is the end, that's the beginning. In another, nothing. They're just letters. No difference. Is there any difference? Letters. So, everything could be the same, could be different. Remember this. Do not make these categories. Yes?
From one aspect, they are opposites, and from one aspect, they are unified.
Uh-huh.
From one aspect, they are jest, and from one aspect, they are earnest. Therefore,
I don't know if I was translating it. From one aspect, they're a joke. From another one, they're damn serious.
Therefore, the resurrection is the day of the supreme inspection. Inspection is desired by him who is beautiful and splendid. Whoever is like a fraudulent Hindu, for him the day of inspection is the time of exposure. Inasmuch as he hath not a face like the sun, he desires nothing but night, like a veil.
Inspection.
هیچ کدوم نه. برای اینکه اونا عرض خوندن و عرض رو. I don't know why. Because I could understand how. Because I could understand a fellow falling in love with Rumi and coming to Iran. I would understand what kind of people he will find to be interested in this argument in that time. And those people, I could understand how confused he could be over there. because all of them, they will give him explanation about grammar, mainly. And he will become a grammarian to make this translation. And in a way, how do you translate it? Because Arz-e Akbar is both. Arz-e is mainly presentation. And Qiyamat means to present something, to bring your, I don't know, in the new technology will be what? To show off. To show what you have.
PowerPoint presentation.
PowerPoint presentation, yes. It will be your PowerPoint presentation. So that's the judgment today. That judgment today is when you have to present what you have, right? And if you're black, you don't like that presentation at all. You want to hide in the darkness, right? But you have something lovely there. When is that? Judgment Day? Now! It's not tomorrow. You told us Sufi things about now. Because with that judgment, we don't mean it judgment, because it doesn't mean judgment, the word. It's mistranslation. In Arabic, it's Qiyamat, okay? And they said, yes, this means judgment day. Qiyamat means
standing up.
And you have to stand up every single moment of your life. That's what Qiyamat is. To stand up and be ready to say, what do you have? This is what I am. If I ask you, what is your meaning? Said that judgment day is the major show, the main principle of PowerPoint presentation is this. And who likes that presentation? The one who has a good project to show. See, when we talk about the judgment, everybody hides. Because you're criminals. If you were honest people, we would say there is a judgment day, would you worry? That is the point he's making. He said, listen, be a good fellow, but don't worry about being judged. But you are going around and trying to change the judgment of people towards you. That was the harp player, remember? You try to make people like you. Be kind, then you can be open, you will not worry at all, yes?
Since his thorn hath not a single rose leaf, spring is the enemy of his conscience. Yes. While to one that is roses and lilies from head to foot, spring is a pair of bright eyes.
That's the point. If somebody is honest, kind, and lovely, we'll say, you know what? These Christians were right. And Jesus arrived today. And tomorrow he's going to judge everyone. Do you think that Nelson Mandela should worry? He's not Christian. Should he worry? That is the point. Don't try to bribe the judge and have some affiliation. Be good. And don't worry about it. If you're full of flower, you love the spring. If you're empty-handed, of course you're worried about the judgment. This is not a problem of judgment, or standing up, or whatever you call it. It's a problem with you. Transform yourself. Yes?
The unspiritual thorn wishes for autumn. For autumn, in order that it may jostle with the rose garden.
The bad people, they want the judgment vanish. They want it to be like this.